Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, McCann Stadium. Second period about to begin with Shelbyville holding a 14-0 lead on Greenfield Central. And we'll go to action as play begins to develop. And then we'll talk about the interim between the quarters, as I think the officials have wisely held up play as the winningest coach in Golden Bear football history, Pat Parks, is being recognized here at tonight's game.
Yeah, and he's able to have a lot of family members here with him, so nice night for Pat, and getting a nice ovation here and a proud moment for his family for sure.
Shelbyville under Pat Parks with a terrific run for the time that I've been here as a broadcaster, and now Mike Clevenger in as the head coach in his first season as the Cougars return to play, looking at a second down and two. Sasinas will get the run, and he'll move the chains, bringing the ball out near the 25-yard line, setting up a new first down for the Cougars offense. Sasinas, five carries, 11 yards. Hauser, five carries, and just 19 yards, only 30 yards between the running backs in the first period. On into the second here. A throw from Slutiger. Catch made at the 32. Immediate hit and tackle made by Dusenberry for the Golden Bears. Jake Vance again on the catch. It goes to the 33. It's a gain of about 8. Cougars with second and short, and it opens up your playbook a little bit. You can run, get the first. Maybe you can take a look downfield on a second and short. Cougars come set, but I don't think the play clock ever reset. So they'll get that reset. Now Greenfield Central already on the ball, ready to go. Running back off the right shoulder. Slinnaker's got a throw. Looking left. Coming back right. Airing it out. And the receiver had to do a full 360 looking for the football. He got hands on it. But J.P. Fox, who's also the backup quarterback, couldn't quite pull it in at the Shelbyville 34-yard line.
Well, he got Sims turned around. And if that pass was on target, you're probably looking at 6 points for Greenfield. But Shelbyville catches the break, and it was not.
So it becomes third and short. Let's see what the Cougars dial up here on a third and one from their own 33-yard line. Hauser, the tailback. Slinnaker from back in the shotgun formation. He has four wide receivers. A little bit high on the snap, but an easy catch for the 6'3 quarterback. But as he gives it off to his running back, Shelbyville's going to throw it for a loss back near the 30-yard line. It'll bring up fourth and four, and Greenfield Central likely to punt. And Jet Coles making some big plays defensively for the team in black tonight.
Yeah, Coles in on that one along with Matt Black, and looks like another punting opportunity here for Greenfield. Shelbyville does have two guys back trying to get a guy off the field, but unable to do so a timeout called.
Shelbyville, the timeout, will take one as well. 9:59 left to go, first half, on the Miller's Jewelry scoreboard. Shelbyville 14, Greenfield Central nothing on Giant FM Sports.
The Hancock County Sheriff's Department wants to remind you school is back in session. Watch out for the school bus and obey the law for all the stop arms. And look twice at all crosswalks for kids and adults crossing the road. The Hancock County Sheriff's Department also wants to remind you underage drinking is against the law. Adults, if you provide alcohol to minors, you could face a misdemeanor, even a felony. And the Hancock County Underage Drinking Task Force is out, ready to stop underage drinking. The Hancock County Sheriff's Department, protecting and serving our community. Proud supporters of Hancock County sports.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports High School Football brought to you by Koenig Equipment Solutions for your ag needs. Fourth and four, Greenfield Central. And from the 30, the Cougars will look to punt it away. Stevens and Milts back to receive for the Bears. This ball is going to end up short of both. Take a roll. Colin Milts back to receive it off the bounce. And a dangerous pickup with Cougars in the neighborhood. He picks it up at the 26, gets a couple of yards back to the 28, and the Golden Bear offense on the field. Let's go to the HHC scoreboard where Pendleton, for now, giving New Pal a game.
Yeah, after 1-6-0 New Palestine, we've also got a into the first quarter score up at Delta. The Delta Eagles lead Mount Vernon 10-0. And Yorktown, after the first quarter, on top of Newcastle 7-6. So some good games across the conference tonight. South Dearborn and Greensburg at the half also tied up at 7. And we talked about that matchup up in Eastern Hancock, Knightstown, 14-0, Eastern Hancock at halftime.
Shelbyville by 14 and with possession. First down and 10 from the 28. Pump fake. Watson now throwing, looking for Wilman in Greenfield Central Territory, and he had it, and then he didn't.
Yep.
Dropped it on the sideline, and Greenfield Central might have gotten a hand in to make a difference.
Oh, he did. Great catch by Wilman, first of all, but then a better defensive play, and I'm waiting to see what number that was.
That's Emmett Hauser.
Yeah,
Hauser. Number 24
got his
again.
Hand in. Wilman made a heck of a catch, and then Hauser just knocked it away as Wilman came down. Good throw, though, by Watson.
So second down and 10 for the Golden Bears offensively, and a handoff to Matt Merritt. Hit, spun around, and taken down for a yard loss.
58 on the tackle, Isaiah Phillips.
Running the football, it has not come easy for either one of these football teams. Third down, about 12, and every skill player for the Bears looking sideline for a play call. Offensive line set in a three-point stance, ready to go. Matt Merritt, the running back, off the right shoulder of his quarterback. Three receivers. Miltz goes in motion. Watson with pressure, throws, complete. It won't be a first down, but a nice two-handed catch taken in by Dom Wilman and McLaughlin there on the coverage.
Yeah, great throw, great catch, and McLaughlin really a good tackle to keep him from getting that first down, and Shelbyville's going to go hurry up here.
What will the Golden Bears do as they quickly get to the line of scrimmage on what is a 4th-and-3 from their own 42? Everybody's set, and then everybody will look to the sideline. Now back again with still 15 on the play clock. Hard count. Greenfield Central defense discipline did not jump, and the Bears will take a timeout. Timeout on the field. Shelbyville with a decision about a 4th-and-3 from its own 43 coming up. You're listening to High School Football on Giant FM Sports.
The team of knowledgeable professionals at Clark Orthodontics know how a beautiful smile can affect your confidence and self-esteem. At Clark Orthodontics, their goal is to provide you with high-quality treatment and give you that terrific smile. Dr. David Clark uses modern treatment techniques to ensure that you get the smile you've always wanted in the most efficient, comfortable way possible. In Shelbyville, visit Clark Orthodontics at 1530 South Miller Street. Call 392-6166 or online at smilebyclarkortho.com and get the smile you've always wanted.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports. High school football brought to you by American Family Insurance agent John Lytell, serving Hancock and Shelby counties with offices in New Pal and Shelbyville. Golden Bears used a timeout with a 4th-and-3 and now elect to bring the punting unit out on the field. Three gunners for the Bears far to the right, one to the left, and four men up on the football as Tim Clark runs to the right and gets away another good kick. Greenfield Central tried to get a return man over and get under that ball as it carried toward the far sideline, but could not, and Clark is not hurting his average with the punt game tonight. He's been one of the better kickers in the conference, and he sends Greenfield Central back, I believe, inside its own 20-yard line.
Yeah, Greenfield Central player had a chance to grab it. That was probably a 50-50 ball there. You want two if you can. We talked about it earlier. Stevens made a good play. You could have saved yourself about 14 extra yards there, but safety prevailed, and he got out of the way, and Greenfield will start inside their own 20.
Greenfield down a couple of touchdowns, with three receivers right, one left, and Slinaker to throw on 1st-and-10. Pump fake, nothing there. Pulled it down, now airs it out over the middle of the field and finds Vance. Vance, the catch at about the Shelbyville 45. A few more steps and spun around in Shelbyville territory at the 31-yard line.
Hunter Deaton on the tackle. And Sloniker got that away just in time as pressure was bearing down from his blind side. I couldn't tell. Looks like there was a flag that is being declined on Shelbyville.
Is that a late hit on the quarterback?
No, it couldn't have been because that was right as he threw it.
53 yards through the air. Vance with his third catch, and the Cougars have a little something going here midway through the second period.
Give the freshman credit for standing in that pocket and making that throw. You knew he was sensing something was coming up behind him.
Sloniker, handoff up the middle. Not much there this time for the Cougars offensively.
Hartwell right on top of that one, and he's excited jumping up after that tackle.
Sassinas on the carry. Hartwell led this Shelbyville team in tackles a year ago, and in part because of injury, it's been a quieter season so far for him than the Bears defense could need right now.
Yeah, he's a playmaker they need out there.
Second down and 8. On what's turned into an absolutely beautiful night for football here in Week 5. Back to throw, plenty of time, stepping up into the pocket, and a throw for the end zone, incomplete. Greenfield Central receiver, number one, I'm not sure knew where the football was, got a bit engaged with the defensive back, and that ball fell harmlessly to the ground.
Well, Deaton had good coverage, Hayden Smith had good coverage, so if that ball's thrown on target, Shelbyville's right there. Luckily, I think for Greenfield, it fell in between the two because the Bears had that defended pretty well.
Third down and 8 for Greenfield Central. Ball at the Shelbyville 30-yard line. Golden Bears lead the visiting Cougars 14-0. Coming up at the half, we'll run through some of the first half numbers, break down how the scoring got on the board, and take a look at scores from around the area, including updates on that Pendleton-New Powell matchup. Shelbyville blitz. Sloniker the throw. The catch is made at the 23. Tackle at the 15. That'll be enough for a first down.
Yeah, Deaton with the tackle right away. Jacob Vance with a great hands catch there. That ball was coming in hot. He got his hands up, made a great catch, and then got some yards afterwards. But Deaton right there to make that tackle.
Vance with all four of the pass receptions for the Cougars offense so far in this game. First down 10 now from the Shelbyville 15, and Greenfield with its best scoring opportunity. Cougars break huddle with 10 on the play clock. One deep back, two receivers, and they almost both jumped into motion at the same time. No flag. Sloniker hit as he throws, and that ball bounces at around the 12-yard line, incomplete.
They could get Greenfield for a hold coming around on LeSure there, number 20, Black.
Is there a flag? Yes,
yeah,
there is.
Yeah, I think they're going to get a holding on Black, or against Black. And he still was able to get to Sloniker.
Still talking it over with Caleb Barrett of the Bears defense. The hold is on Greenfield. And it appears they are going to mark it off.
Yep. Might as well move them back at this point.
6:30 left to go in the first half. Shelbyville by 14, and the Cougars hurt here by a holding penalty.
10-yard mark off, first and 20 now.
Ball at the 32. Cougars recycling some wide receivers. Now personnel set, and three of the four wide receivers onto the right side of the offense. Sloniker stepping back to his 37 to wait for the snap. There's pressure that gets through, and he sets up the screen to the left to the 20-15. 10 down the sideline. Touchdown, Greenfield Central. Well, if he did not go out of bounds, it's a score.
Yeah, he didn't. And I don't know if that was meant to be such a perfectly timed play call, but Shelbyville brought the blitz, and Sloniker had just enough time to get it over top of the blitz, hit his receiver, and he took it to the house.
And he finds Hauser, number 24, who's able to take it in for the score. Cougars are on the board, and the extra point pending. I think Greenfield Central is missing at least one member of special teams here, and they do get that 11th guy on the field and now ready to try the extra point. Hold is good. Kick on the way. It's good as well. And on the Miller's Jewelry scoreboard, Shelbyville 14, Greenfield 7, nearing the midway point of the second quarter. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.
You know, I like to think of myself as a Mr. Fix-It, but when our furnace goes out in the middle of the night, or the AC starts blowing hotter air than it is outside, I rely on the professionals. That's why I call Christian Electric. It doesn't matter when our heating or AC acts up. Christian Electric is just a phone call away, 24/7. Christian Electric installed our York heating and air system, and now our house is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Christian Electric, locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 398-7203, for service anytime, day or night.
This is High School Football on Giant FM.
High School Football, Giant FM Sports, brought to you by D&B Cabinets, crafted to last a lifetime. Time for kickoff, brought to you by 40 Financial and Shelby Materials. Scoreboard update, Pendleton still hanging with New Palestine.
5:25 to go in the second quarter. Dragons 13, Pendleton Heights 7. Pendleton Heights just looks like they went on a long touchdown drive. So, like I said, keep that New Pal offense on the sideline as much as you can. It sounds like Pendleton Heights is sticking to their game plan and hanging in there right now.
Hauser with a catch and run on a screen pass, getting Greenfield Central back within seven, and now kicking off to Shelbyville. And a return that bobbled momentarily, and then the run thought about for a bit too long, and finally Shelbyville down at the 24.
Yeah, Hayden Smith bobbled that catch, was able to control it, and then pick up a few yards.
Tonight's high school football, Cougars and Golden Bears, brought to you by Cagney's Pizza King. Something for everybody on the menu at Cagney's. Tonight's game also brought to you by Christian Electric, big enough to handle any problem, small enough to care. Shelbyville working off the left hash, sending receiver Colin Miltz in motion. They'll shovel the ball to him on the sweep, and he's never going to get a chance to turn the corner, losing a couple. I think the ball popped out the way the official now indicating down, down, down. He's saying that Miltz was down before the fumble.
Dalton Pebworth with the tackle there. A hard tackle by number 17.
Second and 11 coming up for the Bears offense. No huddle. Two receivers right, short side of the field. One here on the near left broadcast side. Watson to throw. Dom Willman takes that ball and brings it off his waist. Pulls it in and tackled at the 41. That'll be a first down.
Braden Nelson on the tackle, but Dom Willman, another really good route run and a great throw by Watson. Right on target, Willman really doing a good job tonight of bringing these balls in and then picking up yards after the catch. Nice job.
Six catch of the night for Dom Willman. Shelbyville first and 10. Across the 40 at their own 41. Watson to throw on first down. He'll gut it downfield and easily overthrew his receiver. It would have been easier for Greenfield Central to pick it off than Shelbyville to catch it. It's incomplete.
Yeah, I like what Watson thought there. He had Bowman down the seam, but just overthrew him. If he could have put a little bit of touch on that and dropped it in, Bowman had some yards ahead. But a tough throw to make there. By Watson. He'll get better at that as he gets older.
Haven't had a lot of targets for Bowman. He's only got one catch on the year.
He was open that time.
Second and 10. Merritt stays in the block. Watson to throw. Complete. And Shelbyville making catches. It's Willman again taking the hit. It'll go for 14 and a first.
Yeah, Willman, like I said, he's just running good, crisp routes. And if it Jaden Brown, number six, with his first tackle there. Watson, though, when he has time and he steps into that throw, he's been connecting with Willman tonight.
New set of downs in Greenfield Central territory at the 46, and Matt Merritt finds his best running room of the night. He gets hit hard, high and low, but he gets below the 40, down to the 38. He'll pick up eight on the carry, by far his longest run of the night.
Nice run by Merritt. Nice tackle by Tyler Antic.
Again, Shelbyville quickly up to the line, and Matt Merritt's got a first down and more. Thought he was going down. He ends up down 3 yards further downfield at about the 30-yard line. That'll go for eight more. And again, much like one of their touchdown possessions, well, the touchdown possession, as Shelbyville feels success, the pace quickens offensively. Here Merritt's going to be pushing, getting to maybe the 28. Forward progress a little better than a yard. Brings up second and long.
Nelson on the tackle for the Cougars. Second down now for Shelbyville. Second and nine. Ball to Cougar 29.
Quickly back on the line. 3:53 left to go, first half. Shelbyville trying to build on a 14-7 lead. Watson to throw out to the left side, complete. And Willman, as he tried to spin and run, I think his knee made contact, and he's down at that point at the 25. A short gain of four.
Big third down here. Shelbyville needs to take their time and pick this up, keep this momentum, and help let this clock run.
At 3:24 and still running, show Matt Merritt the ball. The quarterback Watson keeps it, and I thought it was going to develop for more. He does get the first and tackle, falling to the 17. It's a gain of eight for the quarterback.
Emmett Hauser there on the tackle. Good play call there by Shelbyville. I like the call with Watson on the keeper.
Watson barking out signals, stops, and looks over to the sideline. Merritt, the running back, off his right shoulder. He'll give the ball to Merritt, feeling for room, spinning off one tackle and getting inside the 15, down to the 11. It'll be a 7-yard gain for Matt Merritt. Scott Stanley credited for the tackle.
Second down and four now. Ball will be.
And the timeout on the field taken defensively by Greenfield Central. 2:47 left to go, first half. Cougar timeout. Shelbyville driving, leading 14-7 on Giant FM Sports.
I remember.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Golden Bears snap the football following a timeout. A quick throw inside the five, and we've got a tangle between wide receiver and defensive back. And looks like we're going to have a penalty, if not pass interference, defensive holding on the DB, and it will be interference.
Yep.
Inside the five.
Well, McLaughlin there with the penalty, and the intended receiver was Dom Willman again, and he had it, if not for the pass interference.
So the Bears were at the 12. They'll mark off half the distance and take it to the 6.
Shelbyville needs 6 points here. They can't take or miss this opportunity.
Goal to go from the 6. 2:42 left in the half. Merritt in the backfield with his quarterback. Watson will throw. Brought Willman quickly back in, slanting toward the line of scrimmage. The ball off his hands, incomplete. And across the other side of the field, we have a flag down.
Great play call. Willman matted himself. He had it in his hands. Would have been 6.
Holding Shelbyville. So the Bears are still going to have a first. They're still going to have a goal to go, but it's going to be from the 16.
Yeah. And that hurts, backing them up all the way to the 16. Now they're going to have to make a play here.
Penalty marked off against the Bears.
Ball now walk back to the Cougar 20-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Bears.
And it goes 20. From the point of the mark.
I wondered about that on the other end.
So from the point of the foul.
That's a stiff penalty.
Boy, it had to have been right on the line of scrimmage, though, as quick as that play call came back. But it turns into a 14-yard penalty. Watson up the middle on a run and dives forward to maybe the 17. He'll pick up 3. It's just almost hard to believe that I'm not sure who the penalty was on, but that it took that far back from the line of scrimmage to occur.
Dalton Pebworth on the tackle, number 17, his third of the night.
Second and goal to go. from the 18. Watson, and flags are down again as the quarterback takes the snap.
Penalty flag down before the play.
Signal from the referee and a procedure call against the Bears. Another 5 yards off against SHS.
Well, two costly penalties here with Shelbyville lined up first and goal in good position. Now it's real. Now the cards are really stacked against them here on second down and long.
Going under 2 minutes on the snap of the football here. Still a second down snap. Watson straight drop, steps in the pocket, throws, looking for Willman in the end zone. He jumps. It's incomplete, but a flag comes down from the deep official.
If I'm Greenfield Central, I do not like that call. I thought it was well defended, just overthrown, but Shelbyville looks to maybe be catching a break here and getting a lot of those yards back.
The official nearest the play didn't flag it. It was the one coming from deep in the end zone looking back at the play. A consult with the referee. And now the referee back to work on positioning the football. No call for us yet. Almost made me wonder if it was a defensive hold where somebody had grabbed a jersey. It's going to be whistled, though, as pass interference.
Yeah. Look where Greenfield's lining up. They knew what was coming.
So back and forth we go via the penalty.
Huge break for Shelbyville.
Shelbyville remains in goal to go, but will work it down to the 12-yard line and bring up a first down. And a minute 48 still to play with. Watson the snap. Fake the handoff. Throw. Willman off his hands in the end zone. Incomplete.
I like the aggressiveness, though, of the play calling here. Willman's your hot hand. They're trying to get the ball in his hands. Just a little overthrown there, but still, he gave him a chance. I like the call.
Shelbyville, long look over for the play call from the sideline. Got it, and now at the line of scrimmage. Second and goal from out near the 13, setting up a quick throw to Colin Miltz, and Miltz spun around down to the 6-yard line. They've been working for 2 weeks on Miltz in the slot, and that one paid off.
Well, and what Willman's been able to do, sorry, let me get my thoughts going here. What Willman on the outside has been able to do is open up that middle, and they took advantage of it there with Miltz getting it down to the 5, now third down.
Look over to the sideline now by Shelbyville, and now showing we do have fourth down. I was afraid we had missed a down, and now the down marker at 4. They've just now adjusted the scoreboard to 4.
Watch Watson on maybe a QB draw here, straight up the middle, but a timeout first.
So reset for you, fourth down. Goal to go from just outside the 5, and with 55 seconds, Shelbyville wants to talk it over.
If you've got confidence in Tim Clark right now, I think you get 3 points here if you're comfortable with Tim. But it doesn't necessarily, well, actually Tim's coming out onto the field. So I think with his leg, I think you get 3 here and you get a 10-point lead. Little time left in the first half. Probably Greenfield doesn't have enough time to do anything. So I like ending the half with points and momentum if you can get it.
Clark missed his PAT in this game on the other goalposts, and if there's any wind tonight, well, there is a breeze, but if there's any that's affecting this end of the field, it actually might boost Clark just a bit.
That's me blowing in your ear, John, if there's no breeze.
I'm really, really uncomfortable now with the rest of the night's broadcast. Tim Clark to try a field goal. The hold at the 12, it'll make it a 22-yarder. It's down, kick is blocked, and no good. Nope. And Greenfield Central got enough pressure up the middle that somebody got a hand on that football.
The line's just got to give him time. I mean, that's basically an extra point. You've just got to hold your block for a split second. Shelbyville unable to do that, and Greenfield Central, give them credit. They get through, and they get the play they needed to maybe take the momentum into halftime.
Cougars will get the ball here, but very deep in their own territory with 51 seconds left on the clock as they bring the ball out to the 20 for the Cougars to have a first down and 10. The Shelbyville lead, and see if Greenfield Central wants to take any kind of a chance with Slinaker looking downfield.
Well, the officials have been pretty quick on the pass interference call, so maybe you see if you can't get one here.
Slinaker will throw. He'll sling it out here on the right side, and a quick tackle made by Mason LeJure.
Yeah. Good tackle there. Up around the collar. Clean hit, though.
Catch by number 23, Lance McKee, his first of the night.
Clock running now at 25 seconds.
In fact, if Greenfield's stats are correct, that's McKee's first catch of the year, but it goes for a loss of two. Slinaker looked like he wanted to try and go long down the right sideline, but he'll go down instead, sacked.
Yeah, Matt Black came from really a linebacker position all the way through the line untouched, and that's how this first half's going to come to an end.
Clock down to zero, and these teams will head to the locker room. Both looking for their first win. Shelbyville has the one-score lead as they go to the locker room on the Miller's Jewelry scoreboard halftime. Shelbyville 14, Greenfield 7.